We had marched, as I say, to the little community of Melbeck, and we're starting back east again. And most of our guards, most all of them, had abandoned us. And we were in a barn, and I couldn't go another mile. My stomach was just killing me. And it was a combination of malnutrition and the results of eating sugar beets and raw potatoes, and everything was raw. I guess if I hadn't been so damn young, most of us would have died. But we marched out three sets of German guards, and most of those little boys were older than we, and maybe in their 40s, up in their 50s. Mm-hmm. They were conscripts, you know, they were suiting up anybody, kids from 15 years old up. But we had marched to Melbeck, and I told Ed, I said, I can't go any further. I'm going to just have to take my chances. If they push us on, they're just going to have to shoot me because I can't go anymore. Well, this was about the day before we were liberated. Uh-huh. And he was out foraging for food. And he'd gone to a farmhouse, and they'd given him a little bread and turned him out. And he saw a chicken hatch over there, and he went over there and thought maybe he could get some eggs or something like that. And he heard this tank fire. It was Monty's 11th Armored Division coming over the hill, and they lowered that 88, you know, and he managed to jump out of that chicken shack just in time because they leveled it. They just blew it to pieces. Uh-huh. And he rushed back and told me about that, and I said, my God, I wasn't that hungry. He was looking for something for me to eat. But when they did come out of over the hill and down into this little village, that was a second coming. I don't know how. How those guys spent 5, 6, 7 years in the Pacific. There weren't any that long-toothed in Europe. But I don't know how in the hell they stood that. Of course, they were stationary most of the time. Yeah. And if you're dormant, you can last a long time. But put you out on a 800-mile march. I'm sorry, that's just
it's amazing.
64 years ago.
But it's still like yesterday.
65 years ago.
It's got to be like yesterday when you think about it.
Well, the thing that thing it got me. You wondered how come you got through something like that, and why the Lord allowed you to come home and get with your family and start your family and so forth. And so many of those kids that never had a chance to do that. Mm-hmm.
You must think about that.
I think about it every day.
Sure.
Every day. And namely my crew. A couple of years ago someplace up in Ohio, and close to Trotwood, where my gunner that I saw laying there dead, his sister. He had two sisters and a brother that came to this. I invited him to come over and have dinner with us and so forth, and I got their names. And we had a nice chat with him, you know, and I couldn't tell him anything about Bill except that he was in the back end of the plane, and that I did see him, and he must have died quick. And he rests in Liège.
Mm-hmm. His name was what? His last
name? His name was Bill Mendenhall.
Mendenhall, yes.
He was from Trotwood, Ohio, I think it was. We were in Dayton. That's where we had our, it wasn't too far from it. It was an outskirt of Dayton.